Well, hello everyone and welcome back. Today is Friday, October 7th, 2016. My name is Angela Walton-Raji and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everyone, how are you? Oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, this is early October, and we're smack in the middle of the hurricane season. So before anything, let us take a minute and say some prayers for our friends in the southeastern part of the United States. Florida, my goodness, Georgia, I'm talking about the coastal areas, South Carolina, and possibly points north. Let us say our prayers for our friends and loved ones there. And also, if you are a part of any church or community that is involved with charitable donations, let us not forget our friends and family, even if they're not blood related in Haiti. My goodness, that country has undergone so much. We know that, what, 6 or so years ago, they had to undergo that incredible earthquake that killed just hundreds upon hundreds, and now hundreds have died in the last 48 hours or so due to Hurricane Matthew that just swept through the Caribbean. So yeah, so if your church, any group that you're affiliated with, if you are involved with taking up any donations of any kind, everything is needed, so certainly whatever you can do. This is, you know, wow, we sometimes forget things. Even when disasters hit our own communities, we, you know, can recover. We have an infrastructure to be able to recover fairly well and within somewhat of a fairly good time, but places like Haiti don't always have that. That is the poorest nation in our hemisphere. So certainly let us not forget the family there. Our hearts and prayers really do go out to them. Anyway, well, it's been an incredible week. A lot of things going on, a lot of activities going on, and lots of activity in social media. Many of you, of course, I've been following you, been following some interesting posts as well. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. But wow, getting ready to travel next week. It is almost here, folks. What am I talking about? I am talking about the AUX conference. That's right. I am talking about going to Atlanta this time next week. A lot of things are going on. A lot of things are underway. And yes, we have a lot of things to get ready for. If you're not familiar with AUX, AUX is the oldest African American genealogical society, and the 37th annual conference is going to unfold next week in Atlanta at the Westin Airport Hotel in Atlanta, and it is promising to be an exciting time. I'm just so thrilled to be a part of that community. And yes, we do have many, many, many things to look forward to. If you're not familiar with it, certainly visit the website. The website, of course, is aahgs.org, and you should go to that website, take a look. There are a couple of links there. You can go through the flip book or just look through the conference information booklet that are all online. It's all free to look at and flip through. If you're in the greater Atlanta area, you know, yes, this is the time. If you haven't already registered, now things are going to get underway next Thursday afternoon. They have some sort of preliminary meetings, but there's the State of the Society meeting at 7 p.m., followed by an opening reception, and which is probably going to be quite interesting. I understand a group called the Plantation Players are going to be entertaining people there. Things get underway the next morning, that Friday. The opening plenary gets underway at 9 a.m. And, of course, followed by a number of researchers, which is always an exciting thing. And look at the speakers. Janice Lovelace is getting things started out, talking about going to getting to that courthouse to do research. Allison Barnes, Sherry Bush, Jim Eisen. And, of course, a keynote speaker at the luncheon is David Patterson from the Afrogenius community. Afternoon Sessions, Monica Pearson, Elizabeth Olsen, Tom Reed from Family Search, and Shannon Christmas, everybody's favorite DNA specialist. Krista Cowan from Ancestry is going to be speaking that afternoon. Also, Tiffany Parks and Tony Carrier of Low Country Africana and LaBrenda Garrett Nelson. Later in the afternoon, Pauline Mansfield, Dr. Nafis Khan, Paula Watley Matabane, and Jackie Henderson, and Elise Hill. So, of course, things are going to be quite busy, followed by Saturday's presentations. We're going to have Pamela Foster, Karen Mollahan, Shannon Christmas, Bernice Bennett, Ashley Rogers, sorry, I almost mispronounced the name, is going to be speaking at the luncheon. And in the afternoon, we're going to have Jennifer Dondero, Janice Lovelace, Muriel Jackson, Derek Mosley, Michael Henderson, Andy Kreminger, Leslie Anderson, Jennifer Morris, Tony Carrier, and by the way, yours truly, Angela Walton-Raji. And the final wrap-up session, LaBrenda Garrett-Nelson, Anita Henderson, Laura Carter, Guy Weston, and the keynote speaker at the banquet is Harry Jones, whom we all know, of course, being a leading authority on Americans of African descent in the Civil War and throughout U.S. military history. He was formerly curator, actually, and assistant director of the African American Civil War Museum and Freedom Foundation in Washington, D.C. And, of course, now, he's on the board of directors of the National Civil War Museum in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So it's going to be an exciting time. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and this is actually going to bring things to sort of a, I won't say an absolute close, because there are obviously genealogy meetings and things going on throughout the country, certainly in November, and some groups will have events and meetings in December. But this is the sort of the end of the calendar year for a lot of events in the African American genealogy community in terms of conferences and sort of major events. So it's kind of an exciting time, and certainly hope that many of you will be attending. Oh my gosh, so many things to look forward to. So I'm hoping to see some of you there next week. We are all getting ready for that. And just a lot of things to look forward to and to put our energy into. This is just a great time, and so many things are going on. So anyway, also just a shout out to some people who are involved in some activities. I've been quite impressed when I've been seeing some things coming out for those of you who are writers or aspiring writers. And by the way, if you've been thinking about writing, you need to check out, if you missed it, last week was Anita Henderson's webinar. Now, a webinar was called Don't Get Mad, Get Writing. And if you're not familiar with the Genealogist's Writing Room, then perhaps you should become familiar. Now, those of you on Facebook probably already know a little bit about the Writing Room. If not, certainly just go in onto Facebook and look for Anita Henderson, and you will certainly see what you can take advantage of in terms of what she's offering, and also catch up with last week's webinar. Great, great, great opportunity for you to get that little bit of motivation, which I have to confess, we all need that motivation sometimes to get busy. So, if you missed last week's webinar, you want to have a chance, you can still listen to it. There's a link for you there that I'm putting there on the podcast website. So, take advantage. And, oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, if you're on social media, I hope that you have a chance to follow Jen Chat. Now, Jen Chat, if you're on Twitter, you know how Twitter works, 140 characters. If there's something that you want to be able to follow, you can put a hashtag in front of it and put whatever that topic is. And on a site like TweetDeck, you can actually create that column and follow the chat pertaining to that. Jen Chat is one of those hashtags. GenChat, G-E-N-C-H-A-T. Well, tonight they're going to be talking about Native American genealogy and what records are available. I'm looking forward to that. Now, the time for Gen Chat is usually 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So, of course, you want to modify that if you're in a different time zone. But always an awful lot of fun. Also, from social media, I do want to recommend that you follow another hashtag group. And it's, well, relatively new to me. It's probably been around for a while, but it's called Ask an Archivist. Love it. I am learning so many things from archivists who are part of that group. They are from all over the country. Actually, they're from all over the world. I am finding some fascinating articles and blogs that I was not aware of. And people are posting them there. And some documents that they're sharing and links to some fascinating articles and repositories. So I'm really, really, really excited about the chance to see some of these. Oh my gosh, it's just opening up another world. And that's one thing about social media. It's fast moving. Yes, it is. But sometimes we need to just wake up and catch up. And I'm always trying to catch up because, of course, we know the millennials are leaving a lot of us behind. But I still learn things. And that's what's most important. But take a look at some of those. And of course, if you are new to something, a platform such as Twitter, then I also urge you to take a look at the hashtag genealogy on Twitter. And for specifically for things that may pertain to ethnic research, look at hashtag POC genealogy. Because a lot of people from various backgrounds, African Americans, some Latino as well, will place maybe their latest blog post or something of interest, an event or call for papers or what have you, in that hashtag group as well. And of course, finally, I also recommend that you follow hashtag BlackProGen. We do a lot of things over there. BlackProGen is just an informal community of professional Black genealogists, but we share things with each other. Plus, we also host BlackProGen Live. We used to call it the Google Hangouts or BlackProGen Hangouts, but Google has changed its algorithm a little bit and now has done away with the Hangout concept and created Live. And of course, if you know and sort of follow that feature that is available on or through Google, you'll know that those live sessions are taped and they're housed because they're recorded and their home is on YouTube. So if you miss a Hangout or miss one of those live sessions, go back, take a look. It's stored on YouTube and you can watch it anyway. And great opportunities because people are sharing links and sharing websites and databases and all those kinds of things with each other. So I just think that's just really, really, really exciting as well. So there's just a lot that's going on. Another thing that I want to tell people about also is to take a look at just sort of the energy that's going on. Now, I know that some people are familiar with ours, so to speak, that are out there. I mean, some of the podcasts that have been going on for a long time. We know the genealogy guys are there, but there's some other ones there that are going on as well and do want you to take advantage. And of course, there's the new radio program on satellite radio, Extreme Genes Radio. And by the way, speaking of satellite radio, I understand that last week it was an interesting session. I didn't get it because I don't have a satellite radio. African Ancestry also has a program now on satellite radio. So some things are interesting things are taking place. You know, genealogy is everywhere. It's not coming through those traditional paths. Meaning, an individual signs up to go to a conference or sits in a workshop and takes notes and then goes home and gets started. You know, we have an entire brand new generation of researchers, and they are millennials. They are actually responding to the interest in DNA, and these young people are taping themselves as they are unboxing their DNA kit, or in some cases, they're taping themselves when they're looking at and reading for the first time their DNA reveal. And by the reveal, meaning they're opening up that website, your results are in, they're clicking on it and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I have some cousins in Jamaica, or 22% Nigerian, and another 15% from Senegal, or whatever that may be. And these are young people. They're taping themselves. And then what I find intriguing as a genealogist, and what I'm finding encouraging, is that they're now saying, wow, I didn't know this about my history. I think it's time I maybe talk to somebody and find out more about my history. And then they ask the question, gee, I wonder how I can really do that. And they're not coming to the traditional roots that we did 20 years ago or 25 years ago when we were doing things. They're getting started in different ways. They're wired. They're finding things from their iPads and from their phones and from whatever their preferred device might be. They're getting access to information that way. And you know what? We've got to meet them. It's our responsibility to go after that next generation and meet them to say, hey, we're here to get you some ideas. We're here to get you started. And, you know, whatever else that we can do to encourage that, let us assist, and welcome to the community. Because they're a part of the community, even though many of them are unmentored and unnurtured. But perhaps it's time that we do that and that we do step up. So, yeah, lots of things are going on, and I'm just excited to really see this kind of energy as it is unfolding. So, you know, hey, let's really make a commitment. Let's make a commitment to do that as well. By the way, I want to also mention that if you happened to have missed last night's episode of Bernice Bennett's show, her show, of course, as we know, is Research at the National Archives and Beyond. On Blog Talk Radio, her show featured as a guest Mary Tedesco, who is one of the hosts of the Genealogy Roadshow. Mary has an Italian background, and it's always just sort of interesting to see what motivates people, what gets people started. And for some of us, we would consider her a youngster in the genealogy community. I think she said she's been doing it for about 5 or 6 years, perhaps. Some of us old timers, I guess, have been around for a little while. But really just kind of neat to hear just how complex sometimes it can be to produce a show like that. And the sort of team that they have, certainly, working with them to produce a show that we, many of us, enjoy when it airs every season. So it was just neat to listen to that and to hear Mary talk about her experience. Again, if you miss Bernice's show, you know it airs every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So you'd want to make a note to put that also on your calendar. So, and of course, Mary's website, by the way, is Origins Italy. She, of course, is also on Twitter. Social media is where it is, where everything is apparently these days. And just a lot to follow and to learn as well. Well, I also mentioned that it has been a busy week this week on social media, and it has been just as busy and perhaps a bit more. This week, some very interesting and frank discussion did unfold, and I hope that many of you will follow things and hopefully will become a part of a community. Most of the discussion, of course, was centering around how to make the genealogical community a bit more inclusive, looking at opportunities that are there for those who are in the professional speaker circuit. And in general, a number of questions have been raised in terms of, and of course, we all know, we all have our favorite speakers we go to hear. And in some cases, we see the same people who do speak year after year after year, and others who are hoping to become a part of that community. some pointing out things that have happened to them over the years, perhaps not necessarily being fully a part of that and wanting to join and wanting to have that opportunity. So some really good discussion has emerged. I really encourage you to look at it and also just make a commitment to actually opening all our minds. And, you know, if we all tend to have habits, and we are all creatures, I guess, of habit, and we tend to have, just as we have our favorite programs that we watch on television, you know what, sometimes it's good to just take the remote and watch something different, tune in on another station perhaps, and there are all kinds of platforms in which to learn, not just our favorite network programs and whatever maybe other entertainment programs that we may have. But yeah, turn on the History Channel, turn on C-SPAN, turn on Book Channel, turn on, you know, History Detectives, or listen to Tales from the Museum. And there are all kinds of ways to get information. The lesson for us all is to also listen to some speakers who are not the usual speakers. In addition to the usual, let us expand our horizons. Let's listen to a story from someone else of a different background. Let's perhaps listen to someone from a background totally seemingly unrelated, but perhaps they have stories in their own histories that might mirror the stories and the experiences from which we come. And so as we, from an organizational standpoint, want to talk about inclusiveness, but maybe from just an educational standpoint, we want to include others who have their part of the human story as part of the story to share with us. And there's so many opportunities to do that. I will just recommend that there's some people that you may want to follow this week and just look at some of the posts from this week. Very frank discussions, some earnest discussions on diversity, inclusiveness, fairness, transparency, all of those. Very meaningful. And, you know, you can't reap a harvest unless you disturb the soil. And for all of us, it is a reminder that sometimes we have to change things around a bit because that is how we grow. And so I'll just leave it with that. But I will encourage you to take a look at some posts and some fascinating threads. Shannon Christmas, thank you certainly for sharing some aspects of things that have happened. It's been an incredible week, and looks as if some positive things are going to emerge. Nika Smith, thank you also certainly for your energy and for your commitment to certainly speaking, writing, sharing, and initiating dialogue. Thank you, Thomas McCanty, for sharing certainly the same message coming from Nika with many of your followers. And thank you to so many people who said, you know what, let's sit down and let's talk. That's the best way to bring about even better change. That's how we make things that are good even better. And, of course, better really has no ending unless if one wants to say it's best, well, that means the party's over and it means it's reached the conclusion. But as life goes on, we continually strive to be better. Anyway, on that note, I am looking at the time. I have to wind things down. I have to go to an event later this evening. And there is a Gen Chat tonight on social media, on Twitter. Anyway, it has been always a pleasure to talk with you. And thank some of you for sharing some things. I didn't even have a chance to go through some of the databases and new sites people were sharing with me this week. I promise to catch up with all of that next week. And by the way, coming to you next week from Atlanta, Georgia. That is right, from Atlanta. I am so thrilled to be able to see some of you at the AUX conference there. Anyway, everyone, oh my gosh, do stay safe out there. And our friends in the Southeast, our prayers are with you. And again, make a commitment to donate something to whatever charitable organization that you are a part of. Our friends and family in Haiti need you. You know, we cannot forget our fellow human beings who are suffering. Many do suffer. In the meantime, of course, thank you for sharing things with me. I appreciate your being there. And of course, please, please remember to always make that commitment to keep researching, keep documenting, and always, keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Be well and be safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.